So we're at the rooftop of opening launch of Biraranga Film Festival, and I've got Jasmine. I wanted to talk to you about the marketing campaign, because one, you really curated, you followed us up to get us all to come tonight, and it was a really clever process. Can you tell me about how you deal with marketing? So tell me about how you do the actual socials. Tell me about your approaches.
Sure. So the approaches this year will be hopefully a lot more video content. So a little more visual snippets of the movies itself, but also engagement with community. So we want to do some vox pop interviews as well, and post that on social, so people can see our audience and who's actually attending, and hopefully see familiar faces, and that will encourage other people to come along. Because in the past, I feel like it's been more of an outreach, or if you know, you know. But this time, we want the general public to also, you know, catch the eyes of them and also get them to attend. And then we have just the usual, like the promotion of the movies, where it's like we've got a still image, or we've got a event poster, like this is the time, this is what cinema, this is what is screening, and here's a little description. So that's pretty general. It's almost like calendar of posting, but we want to focus a lot on video content this year as well, just to reach a global audience.
So you're building, because it's every 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. So this will be the fourth edition. And yeah, we want to just become bigger and bigger each year. Even though it's, you know, I'm new to the team, they have a very set way of doing things, so it's easy to understand. And obviously,
so they've deliberately, they're training people up.
Yeah, definitely. They're definitely going to, well, as they grow, they're going to have to expand the team. So absolutely. And who knows, maybe it won't be biannual. Let's hope.
Okay, and so tell me about your timing, how you decide what you're doing.
Well, it's funny.
You're pacing, basically.
Well, it's actually been funny because we've learnt, well, I guess this happens every year as well, even though I haven't been here every year, that it also depends on when things are approved. You know, similarly to any field that you work in marketing, it's like you might not know that you can post about this movie until 2 weeks out because they haven't approved the poster yet. So it's like a mixture of when things are approved, but also, you know, we would hope that we can post about a movie at least 2 weeks out from it, so that people can know when it is and when to watch it and what it's going to be about.
The festival's March the 13th to the 18th.
Yes. So 38 feature screenings, 8 short packages. So basically the short packages are curated by filmmakers in Australia, New Zealand, Samoa, Canada, United States, Finland, Norway, Russia, Mexico, Hawaii, Sierra Leone, Kenya, Fiji, Peru, Taiwan, and beyond. And there's around about 5 short films per package. Yeah. And so that's also really exciting, because there's a curated set list of movies you can watch with like certain themes from all over the world.
And what's really interesting is that this festival, in the past, a lot of these films, a film festival, people didn't get to see them except at the film festival, and it's now the same. This is, people won't see these films anywhere else.
Yeah, it is the same. I mean, there's a few, so I'm not sure if I can give away names yet of movies. I'm not sure.
A couple that will be given.
So there are a couple that we will have the first premiere of globally, and then others will be, you can watch them, like, you know, elsewhere as well, but they'll be screened for the first time in Australia with us. But we do have one that will be the first time globally, but I can't disclose that yet.
Yeah, okay, all right. We'll leave it to the guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
No worries at all. Thank you.
Decades, we worked together when he was in Neighbours at the beginning of his career, acting career. And we've been friends ever since. And he literally called me recently, just before Christmas, and said, hey, I've got this project I'd really like to talk to you about. And he and Damien, we had a Zoom meeting. And he said, I don't know why all these years I've never asked you to work on anything I've ever done. I said, I've been wondering the same thing for about 3 decades. But anyway, we're here now. And so they offered me the role to do publicity on the festival. And I was thrilled, because I've worked on quite a few First Nations people's projects in over the past decade or so, and I really, really, I find it so rewarding.
I mean, it's fascinating, isn't it, how important this area of filmmaking is and how important it is for allies to be part of bringing it to people's attention.
That's exactly right. And also to understand that First Nations peoples pertain to a global peoples as well. It's not just from Australia, it's from Canada, Finland, the US,
Russia,
you know, all over the world.
And these nation states are irrelevant almost, aren't they?
No, that's right. And people forget that. They just equate it, the term, I guess, to what is in our own bubble down under. But these guys, the Birrarunga Film Festival guys, are so... Well, it's the largest and only First Nations-led film festival in Australia. It's amazing.
Are you asking what's my role in all of this?
What is your role in all this?
I have no role in all of this. We're the accommodation partner for the Birrarunga Film Festival. So we are looking after some of the attendees who are attending the festival. And we get to help do a little bit of sponsorship to go with it, which is great for us. We're known as Hotel for the Arts, so we get to put on some fabulous events.
Sofitel, isn't it?
Yes, Sofitel in the city. You know Hotel for the Arts?
Yes.
Yes, so yeah, something like a partnership with film makes sense for us. And we try to keep it as local as possible. So if we can blend a little bit of like French with some local, so the indigenous community, that's a great way to like give some culture back to our guests who are visiting and experiencing the whole city.
Thanks for talking to me.
Okay.
Please come and take a seat if you feel like taking a seat. Otherwise, stand if you've been sitting all day. Thanks everybody for coming and joining us. You know, this is the first time we've done a program launch, and we really appreciate those of you who were able to turn up after such a stinking hot day and working hard. I know what that's like, and it's not always easy. So thank you very much. This is our fourth edition, the Birrarunga Film Festival, we're biannual, and we're back. And we have come a long way since we started it in our, well, my mother-in-law's kitchen. and we, this year, we're kicking things off from March 13th to the 18th. And this is set to be our biggest festival yet. You know, our festival is rooted in storytelling at its heart. Birrarunga is about stories that heal, connect, and endure. It's about celebrating the resilience and richness of First Peoples culture and bringing those voices together right here in Naarm. So this year we're showcasing over 150 films from First Nation filmmakers across Australia, New Zealand, Samoa, the US, and their besties Canada and Mexico, Finland, Norway, one of their new friends, Russia, Hawaii, Fiji, Peru, Taiwan, Sierra Leone, and Kenya. And there are more. Look, it's a massive celebration of Indigenous storytelling. It spanning 10 venues across Naarm, with feature films, short films, immersive screenings, live music, panels, and masterclasses. So we're kicking things off with a beautiful film called Yavida. It's a striking and powerful Scots-Sami language drama about an aunt and a niece who have never met. And they travel to Lapland to clear out an inherited house. Along the way, hidden stories, histories emerge. The aunt, shaped by assimilation policies, and the niece, finding life-changing decisions. Through their journey, they begin to connect, understand their roots, and find meaning in each other. I'm really proud of this film and the opportunity to be able to screen this film. The Sami film industry, they punch way above their weight, and they're extraordinary storytellers, as are all the films that we have in this festival. And closing the festival, we'll be closing it with a film. It'll be the Victorian premiere of Tina, directed by Miki Magasiva, who will be joining us for joining us for the screening along with lead actress Annapella Politavova. One of the most exciting additions to this year's festival is Iran 360. It's been a long time coming, this one. It's an immersive 360-degree film experience, and this is an incredible showcase of 11 short films from Sami filmmakers. And I want to give a massive shout out to Nant Studios for helping to make this dream come true. We're totally blown away by the opportunity, and you will be too when you see them. We're also thrilled to welcome one of Australia's most respected directors, Ivan Sen. He will not only be screening his stunning desert noir film, Limbo, but also hosting a filmmaking masterclass. I'm rapt that Ivan has decided to support us. He's one of my heroes. He's such a special filmmaker. Now look, you music lovers, we've got you covered as well. We're really honoured to have a very special voice join our festival in Stan Walker, who will be performing live following our centrepiece gala screening of a feature film called Origin, directed by Oscar and Emmy-nominated filmmaker Ava DuVernay. Many of you may have heard of it, but in my opinion, it has never been given the respect that it deserves, and I'm hoping my aim is to give it that respect, in this country at least. And if that's not enough, well, we'll be screening the 2024 Academy Award nominated documentary Sugarcane, alongside many other groundbreaking films and premieres. And of course, none of this would be possible without our partners and supporters, Creative Vic, Xscreen, Canadian Consulate, our venue partners and accommodation partners, Sofitel and Very You. Also, Alan, Beth Charles and Ron Merkel. Also, I have a shout out to our artists responsible for this beautiful artwork here, Umla McKenzie. He's pretty talented individual. And of course, the filmmakers who continue to share their special stories with us. A massive thank you to my BFF team, led by Demi-Anne. Some may call her Demi-Nin. Some call her DP. I just simply call her Boss. Their tireless work has been something to behold, to get this thing together very, very quickly. So thank you, guys. we can't wait for you all to see this program and experience this program that we've put together. And we're looking forward to seeing you on March 13th to the 18th. Oh, there's one more thing. Very exciting piece of information that I almost forgot. Lucky I have it written down. It just landed this morning, actually. It's something that I can't share with any of you right now, as a matter of fact. Just so happens. So you'll just have to stay tuned for another major program announcement that's still to come. One of the biggest breakout stories to come to our screen so far this year will be announced as part of our program. And with that, also a new collaboration announcement. So I'm pretty excited. This thing has come out of nowhere. So really, just have to watch this space. So once again, thank you very much for being here and supporting us.